Let's go to the news line now. Coach Mike Haviland is joining us. You know what? I know summer's not even officially here, but we're going to talk about hockey because the Colorado College hockey season is not that far away. In fact, the new schedule has been released, holding it in my hand. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
So are you excited about the schedule for next year?
Yeah, I am. I am. Obviously our conference is extremely difficult, and the three last national champions have come out of our conference. So got to play them 12 times over the course of the year, but really like our non-conference schedule and the way the schedule sets up, a lot of home games early and then obviously a lot of home games late. So just we got to add an extra two games because we go to Alaska this year. So when you do that, you get two more. So we'll play 36 games. And So really looking forward to that.
And Coach, like you were saying, a lot of non-conference games this year, and it looks like the season kicks off Saturday, October 6th in Alaska. And it looks like a lot of the non-conference games are before the end of the year.
Yeah, a lot of them are early on in the year. And then, your conference games are mostly in the second half. So a lot of the non-conference are the beginning of the year and right up till Christmas time. And then usually the conference games are the second half.
Okay.
So you're happy the way things fall as far as more home games at the beginning end of the season. Do you think that works for your advantage?
Well, I think it does. I think you want to get off to a good start. You want to get some momentum built up, and we got some good teams coming in with UNH and Vermont, and you play Air Force in Alabama, at home. So, you want to get that momentum going early on and that confidence level up, and hopefully, you just keep riding it through the year.
And, Coach, I wanted to ask about the team really quick. How's the team lining up? Do we have a lot of returning people this year?
Yeah, we returned everybody. We had no seniors last year. So, we get everybody back. And, we feel as a staff is could be one of our best recruiting classes coming in and on paper with their production from junior hockey. So we're excited. We had Chris Wilkie transferred from North Dakota, who had to sit out all last year. So, he's a good, real good player too. So we like the class coming in, and we certainly like what we had last year. We just need to continue to build off of that.
Well, and I also wanted to ask you, Coach, about the big announcement. Of course, the 2017 national champion Denver, biggest rival for CC, was announced that their coach is heading to the NHL. How are you feeling about that?
Well, I think it's great. I think, I've been in the league 4 years now, and two of the 4 years, two coaches have gone to the National Hockey League, and it shows you how good this league is, this conference is. It shows you not only the players are moving on, but now the coaches are moving on. I think the NHL is looking at the coaches in this conference and all over college hockey because of the development that we do. And I think it's exciting times. I think it's great for coaches. I think it's great for players, and especially when you play what I believe in the best conference, now you're getting some recognition with the top league in the world, and I think it's outstanding.
All right, Coach, we just want to remind everyone that all the games will be broadcast on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM and 1240 AM throughout the season. It's always good to catch up with you. Enjoy the summer as it approaches, and we'll be speaking to you soon every week once the season kicks off.
Thanks. You guys enjoy your summer, too.
All right. Thank you, Coach. Coach Mike Haviland from Colorado College Hockey, 742 on KRDO's Morning News.